Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. The U.S. has now surpassed 25 million confirmed coronavirus infections. That's according to Johns Hopkins University, though the actual case count is expected to be higher since not everyone gets tested. NPR's Amy Held reports.
Around 7.5% of the U.S. population is now confirmed to have been infected. Researchers are, however, cautiously optimistic that a steady surge appears to have finally peaked. Cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are all down in recent days. That could change as the country races to get ahead of a new, more contagious variant. The CDC says only about half of the 40 million vaccine doses distributed have gotten into arms.
The way in which people get vaccine is chaotic. It's very limited.
White House Chief of Staff Ronald Klain tells NBC's Meet the Press that will change as the federal government throws its weight behind the problem, setting up its own vaccination centers and working to ramp up manufacturing. Amy Held, NPR News.
The Biden administration starts a behind-the-scenes campaign today to build support among lawmakers for the president's $1.9 trillion pandemic relief package. NPR's Aisha Roscoe says a conversation is planned between the White House and a bipartisan group of senators.
Brian Deese, Biden's top economic advisor, is supposed to be holding a call today with senators about this plan. That call will reportedly include moderate Democrat Joe Manchin and moderate Republicans like Mitt Romney and Susan Collins. Dee said that his message on that call would be that Congress must take decisive action or the U.S. will end up in an even bigger economic crisis. But some of these moderate lawmakers have really been questioning the need for another package since Congress already passed a $900 billion package late last year.
NPR's Aisha Roscoe. Police in the Netherlands have arrested a man accused of being one of the world's biggest drug lords. Terry Schultz reports international investigators had been tracking the Chinese-born Canadian for more than a decade before he was picked up at Amsterdam's airport.
56-year-old Si Chi Lop was one of Interpol's most wanted fugitives, accused of running one of the biggest drug gangs in the world called The Company. Australia says it's responsible for up to 70% of all illegal drugs entering that country. Dutch police say they acted on intelligence to detain Si Friday as he attempted to board a flight to Canada. Reports say the effort involved about 20 agencies around the world, led by Australia, which will now seek his extradition. A profile by the Reuters news agency calls Si the Asian El Chapo, comparing him to the Mexican drug boss Joaquin Guzman. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
This is NPR. A federal judge today blocked the release of a Tennessee man charged with violent entry, disorderly conduct, and conspiracy for his role in the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. A lower court had ordered him released. Eric Munchell was seen last carrying zip ties during the riot. Federal agents found multiple weapons, including an assault rifle and hundreds of rounds of ammunition, at his home. Big game hunters in Oklahoma may be given legal authority to search for another beast in their crosshairs. A state lawmaker is proposing an official hunting season for the large, hairy, and what some call completely mythical Bigfoot. Jessica Gallagher has the story.
Republican State Representative Justin Humphrey says issuing licenses and establishing a hunting season for the giant ape-like figure will draw people to the beautiful southeastern part of Oklahoma. His district includes the Ouachita Mountains, where a Bigfoot festival is held every year. The bill would only allow trapping. Humphrey told the Oklahoman he doesn't necessarily believe in Bigfoot, but he knows good, solid people who have had experience with the creature. The state representative also wants to secure $25,000 for a bounty. A spokesman for the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation, the agency that oversees hunting in the state, says it uses science-driven research and does not recognize Bigfoot. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher.
And I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.